Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Ches. We're starting the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amid Beis. What the Mishnah does not tell us, but what we will see momentarily, is that there's a mitzvah at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was standing for every Jew to go and be metayer es atzmoy beregel. Person was going to be oil regel to the Beis HaMikdash. He had to make sure to go and be tohoyer. After all, if he wants to enter into the Azara with the masses of Klal Yisrael to be Ola Regel, if he wants to eat the Karbonos, he's got to be Tohar. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Chayiv Odom L'Taher Es Atzmoy Beregel. And this doesn't only apply to the person, this also applies to the person's Kalim, the cutlery, the crockery, the pots, the pans, everything that he's going to use in connection with food. And we'll see in the Gemara even things which are not directly connected with food. Even a person's big garden, a person's clothing, you have to make sure that they're all tohar. Because if they're not, they may touch food such as kodshim and make them tummy. So you have to go and be metayer them likras harek. Now we started off our perek 2 days ago, back on Test Vav on the days, focusing on Yontif that came out on Friday. And when Yontif comes out on Friday, you want to cook for Yontif, you have to make a Ruve Tavshil. Our mission is focusing on the reverse. When Yontif comes out on Sunday. So now I have to be metayer es atzmoy beregel. Normally I would toivel myself and toivel my kelim before Yontif. But Shabbos is the day before Yontif. Shabbos is Erev Yontif. Can I toivel myself, can I toivel my kelim on that Shabbos? Or, if I forgot to do it on Shabbos, can I go and toivel on Yontif? And that's going to be the focus of the Mishnah and the Gemara. Look at the Mishnah. Chal Yoyzer HaShabbos. Yontif falls out on Sunday. Beishamei Oymen Matbilen Es HaKoyel. HaKoyel means everything. Meaning Odom the Kalim. Odom the Kalim. You want to be Tor for Yontif, Kotoivo Friday, together with your Kalim on Friday. Milifnei HaShabbos. Beisil Omrim, it depends. Kalim, you're right. Milifnei HaShabbos. That you got to do on Friday. But Odom, you can even Toivo on Shabbos. Kum Zechois, that everybody agrees that Kalim, you cannot Toivel on Shabbos. As far as the person is concerned, it's machloik, it's Beisham and Beisil. But the Gabi Kalim, everybody agrees you cannot Toivel Kalim on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to ask, why? And I'm looking at Barry, and Barry is saying, because it's Tikkun Mana. The answer that you're giving Tikkun Mana is a correct answer, but it's only 25% correct. I say 25% correct because the Gemara is going to ask, as soon as we start the Gemara, what's the reason why you cannot toivel kelim on Shabbos? The Gemara is going to give 4 reasons. You're going to have Rabba, Rav Yosef, Rav Bibi, and finally Rava. And Rava is going to say your reason because of Tikkun Mana. So we'll wait till we get to the Gemara to see the 4 reasons. Says Beisil, kelim you have to do from before Shabbos, but other b'Shabbos. V'shomim shemashikin esamayim ekli b'kli evem l'taharon avaloi mat bilin. So, as a short hagdama, Rashi advises us that the only thing that can become tohoyer in a mikveh is a person or kelim. Oichlen umashkin cannot become tohoyer through tevila. So if you have a holy piece of kugel, you have Yerushalmi kugel, can you imagine with or without the pepper? It's holy, and you have chulit. And unfortunately they became tamei because they touched, for instance, a dead sheret, an aveilah, whatever it was. You want to be metayer them by putting in them in the mikvah. It doesn't work, Rabbi Isai. You cannot be metayer oichlin umashkin in a mikvah. There is one exception to the rule. Like all rules, it has an exception. And what is that exception? That water that became tamei, you could be metayer, not through tvila, but through Hashoka. And it's a similar concept to what we have in our modern day mikvois, that especially by the men's mikvois, that the mikveh that we are metayer in, that we toivel in, is typically mayim she'uvim. How does it have a status of mikveh? Because there's a hole in the wall. That hole in the wall connects you to a separate bor which is covered over of mei geshamim. And by that hashoka, by the two touching each other, and in a sense kissing each other, that transforms the mayim she'uvim into mei geshamim. And you have the same concept, therefore, also by water that became tami. You take the water, you put it into a glass, a cup, whatever, and you immerse it in the mikveh. As long as the water in the mikveh touches the water inside the kli, presto, the mayim is no longer tame, the mayim becomes tohar. Rashi points out this is not as a result of tvila, but as a result of hashoka, of touching each other. And Rashi, in fact, has another term for it called zriya. It says if you're replanting, you're planting the tame water inside the tohar water. Anyway, all of that, that is permissible. However, when you are putting the water inside the water of the mikveh, you have to have a receptacle. Says our Mishnah, if the receptacle happens to be a kli evan, no issues, no problems. Because a kli evan, as you all know, is not susceptible to receiving tumah. It can't be mekabel tumah. Kli avonim, kli glolim, kli adoma, they cannot go and become tumah. So, no problem. You have tumah dik water, fill it into a kli evan, immerse it in the mikveh, you have your hashoka, immediately take it out. The only thing that has changed is the water inside the kli evan. On the other hand, what happens if a person has a tameh dika kli in the form of a kli eitz or kli matches? He figures, oh, I got a great idea. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both said you're not allowed to go and toivel a kli in a mikveh on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and take this tameh water, put it into a kli eitz or kli matches, which is also tameh. And since the Mishnah said that you're allowed to go and do hashoka for the water, I'll put the kli in together with the water. I'm going to take them both out. The mazel tov, both of them will become tohar. Says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to do that. And that's what the lashon of the Mishnah is. Kshavin, both Beisham and Beisil, the Grisha, Mashikir, is a mayim b'kli evan. You're allowed to go and fill up a kli evan with your mayim tameim. Do and do a hashoka by the waters touching each other. The taharon, to mitire the waters. Avaloy matbilin. Rashi says, lomatbilin, don't put it into a kli eitz or into a kli matches to mitire the kli. That's awesome. We just said in the Mishnah, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that that is awesome. We're going to learn more about that at the end of today's daf. And then the Mishnah finishes off with matbilin migav legav umechabura lechabura. What does that mean? That's going to be really tomorrow's Gemara, but just bikitsur, migav legav means what happens if a person has a tamei dika barrel, and he decided that he wants to use it to go and fill with kosher tohar wine. So he toivels it in the mikveh, and he says, I am being matayer this barrel, so it should be tohar, because I want to use it for wine. Nope, everything is fine. Then after that, after he takes the barrel out, the next day, it's now Shabbos or Yom Tov, and says, you know what? I have enough wine. I'd like to use this barrel now for shemen, for oil, not for wine. And he wants to toivel it today on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, matbilin, it's mutter. You know why it's mutter? Because there's no need to go and mitire it again. It's tohar. It's as if you're taking a regular, normal, tohar glass piece of kli made out of metal, kli made out of eitz, anything. And you want to immerse it in the mikveh. No problem. The only problem is if it's tameh. If it's tohar, no problem. And this was tohar. He was mitired it for wine. So he's changing it for oil. Who cares? It's tohar. So if he puts it in the mikveh today, no problem, sir. Because he didn't do anything. It was irrelevant, inconsequential. Same thing applies to mechabur lechabur. Originally the person decided he wants to go and join a special chabura on Erev Pesach, and to eat, of course, and to shecht, and then eat the Karban Pesach. He goes to the mikveh and he says, I am hereby registering on the Yankel Smith's Karban Pesach, and I'm being toivel l'shem that Karban Pesach. And that Erev Pesach is Chol Yoyz B'Shabbos. And then after that, at the last moment, he changes his mind. You know what? I don't want to go to Yankel Smith. I prefer going to the joint Chabura of the West Side, consisting of Rabbi Vohan Shul, consisting of the Young Israel, and Buyaner, and the Jewish Center, and of course, Achron Achachov Kalbach, and all the other beautiful shuls that we have on the West Side. They all made one joint Chabura, and I say, wow, this is Mamish, this is Me'ein Olam Haba, such a beautiful Chabura, V'Hava Achashon V'Reyus, and I go to the mikveh yet again, because I'm changing Mechabur L'Chabur. Not that I go to the mikveh, because after all, the Mishnah says that they still hold that a person's allowed a toivel on Shabbos. But he's using the kli that he was going to eat with. He has a fork and knife that were tamei. He already toiveled them for Yankel Smith's Chabura. Now he's switching to the united as one people, West Side Chabura. See, so he toivels them again. Says the Mishnah, that's fine. You know why it's fine? You didn't have to toivel in the first place. It was Tahar. So, you didn't add, you didn't subtract, you didn't do anything. So it's okay. We'll learn more about that tomorrow. Okay. Zoktimar. We started the Mishnah that both Beisham and Beisil hold that you cannot toivel a kli on Shabbos or on Yotif. The kuli al-niyas kli b'Shabbos lai. Praytima my time. What's the reason? We already heard from Barry the reason is because of Tikkun Mana, and that's going to be the fourth reason. The Gemara is going to have four reasons. Reason number one, Amarak. Yizere Shema Yitlenu Beyodu Yavirenu Arba Amis Bishos HaRabim. You know what this person might do? Since most people do not have a private mikveh in their own basement, you have to go to a public mikveh somewhere. So I have a kli at home. I want to take on the mikveh. I'm going to go and take it from one rishus to the other rishus. Yomar doesn't talk about mirishus rishus. Yomar talks about four amis in the rishus Rabbim. The top toisus already asks, why didn't it say he's going to take it out of his home, rishus yochel to rishus Rabbim? Toisus says, because when you're leaving your home and you're going into rishus Rabbim, and it's Shabbos, before you have a chance to go over the threshold, you're immediately going to jump up and say, oh yeah, yeah, what am I doing? It's Shabbos. I'm not going to carry outside. There's no Erev. What am I doing? So that I'm not worried about. What I am worried about is what happens if you have your kli in the Rosh Hashanah and you want to take it to the mikveh and you're going to be maverit, you're going to go and carry it arba amis. Oh, that's what's the concern. Shemi yitlen. So that's reason number one why you cannot toivel kli on Shabbos, because maybe it will be over on the din of Hitzah carrying on Shabbos. Okay, sounds good. What happens if you have a private bar in your backyard or in your front yard, and that bar has the dimensions of 40 saw, it has a volume of 40 saw, and it was raining a lot a couple of weeks ago, it's full of make shumim till the top, so I can go and toive in my own backyard. I don't have a problem of carrying in Rishus Rabbim. So maybe I should be able to go and toive my kelim then. It's true you have a bar in your own chatzah, but if I'm going to allow you to go and toive in your own bar in your own chatzah, you'll figure, bar, they're all the same. The whole thing is quite boring. I have a bar in my chatzah, a bar in Rishus Rabbim, bar next door. Come on, they're all the same bar. What difference does it make? And therefore, you might come to go and carry. Awesome. So tomorrow,
the question is quite surprising, but we have a lulav shofar. We don't say the shofar's ready in the shul. You know, we never ask that question. We always say the shami yavarenu.
Same rabba, same gezeira of the rabba. It's the same sort of.
Right. So what's the bai asking for? What's the bai's question?
What's the bai's question?
Yeah, we have just like lulav and shofar and all the other things.
Very good. Excellent question. The answer to your question is, note that our Gemara is slightly different than the other three Gemaras. The other three Gemaras say, Shema Yelech Yitlenu B'yodoy V'yelech Eitzel Baki Fi Avarenu Arba Amis V'shus Rabbim. And each time Rashi explains, in all three of your cases, by the Shofar, by the Lulav, and by the Megillah, that the person may have halachic issues, what do I do? When it comes to the lulav, which one do I take, my right hand, the left hand, how many adasim, how many arabas do I turn the esrog upside down? There are many complicated halachas. When it comes to the shofar, I have to know exactly how to blow the tashrat, the tarat, the tashat, how long, how short, how much space between one another. And when it comes to Megillah as well, there are many places in the Megillah, you know, I'm not a Baki Megillah, I need to know how to pronounce the word, the trop, etc. Here there are no halachic issues. All I'm doing is I'm taking the kli, I'm going to put it into the water. I don't have to do it 101 times. I just put it into the water, I take it out, we're done. The problem, however, is that in getting to the mikveh, he has to go from his private house to the Rishus Adavim and put it into the mikveh. So I have a problem of potential hotzah. Says Abaye, you're worried about hotzah, that applies to 99 out of 100 people. But there's 1% of the population that has a bar in their own back chatzer. And in fact, maybe in the good old days there were many, many more than just 1%. After all, they didn't have running water, so people drew water from wells. So presumably a fair number of people had a private well in their chatzer. So they should be able to go and immerse it inside. So now, your question, why didn't the Baye ask this same issue the other three times? Because you can have a bar b'chatzera, but you have to have a baki. The baki doesn't live in your chatzer. The baki lives across the street, he lives down the block, he lives in the shul, wherever he lives. So therefore, you can't say, well, what happens if he has a baki at home? If he had a baki at home, he wouldn't have to go anywhere. He has his home. So Abaye says, in this case, where he has his own private bar, l'chayr, you don't have this gezeira shem yitlenem b'yadai. So he tells him, yes, gezeira bar b'chatzera ato bar b'shasarab. Yes, today you have a bar b'chatzera, but maybe next time, next yontif, you don't have a bar b'chatzera. Maybe your bar is dry, and you're going to go to the bar b'shasarab, and you're going to say one bar is the same as the other bar. What difference does it make? Therefore, they made it across the board, or across the bar, gezeira, applying to all bayis, and all mikvahs. Says the Maratani of Shabbos, okay, I can understand Shabbos, Shemi Yitlenu. The Yomdim Ha'ikol Meimer. Yomdim, there's no problem in carrying, after all, there's a Tzorach over here. By the way, you're not going to go and carry just Stamazai willy-nilly on Yomdim, but if you have any Tzorach whatsoever, you're allowed to go and carry. I have a Tzorach. The Tzorach is I want to go and pray for my Kelim. So why does the Gemara say, why does the Mishnah say, that you have to go and toivel it before Yomdim? If you didn't have a chance before, or actually before Shabbos, remember, was on Shabbos, and Yom Tov was on Sunday, worst comes to worst, you can toivel it on Sunday. You can't toivel on Shabbos, but you can toivel on Sunday. Says Yimar, no, you can't toivel on Sunday alternate. My Ikar Meimer goes Yom Tov up to Shabbos, made Exeter Yom Tov up to Shabbos. Now, all of you are well aware of the problem. Isn't that a case of Gezeira le Gezeira? And in fact, from here, for the next 20 or 30 lines, the Gemara is going to assume that Gezeira le Gezeira is permissible. Like you see the top Rashi over here. Rashi says, Umi goes Rinan, top line, now onto the second line. Umi Achmer Rabbanim Kuli Hai Bihachta Kantin de Tfilas Kalim, La Migzer Hetera Otu Isura, U Gezeira le Gezeira. Did the Chachomim, in fact, go and do a second Gezeira? And the whole Mahalach, the whole, the way the Gemara proceeds from here till the end of this discussion is going to be based on, yes, you can be gozer gzeira l'gzeira. And that's how the Gemara reads, as we'll see momentarily. However, Toisus, the second Toisus in the top, says that gzeira yom tov atu Shabbos, but they have gzeira l'gzeira. The yom tov Shabbos achasi, it's really one package deal. After all, Robert asked back on Erev Shabbos, why did the Gemara say, according to Beis Hillel, you're only saying the Kaddish is Shabbos if Yom Tov and Shabbos coincide? And we said at the time, because Yom Tov is also Ikri Shabbos. After all, it says by the din of the Sfiris Oimer, Usvartim Lechem Ni Mochras HaShabbos, Niyem Aviyachim Es Oimer Tenufa, Sheva Shabbos Etimim Stiyem. And we all know that Ni Mochras HaShabbos doesn't mean Shabbos Bereishis, it means Yom Tov. Anyway, so therefore, Toisus says, not really Gzeira, Gzeira is Kula Chod Gzeira. But as you'll see, as we go through the Gemara, it won't be that easy to answer the Kashas that way, but presumably we will have to do that, because normally we have a rule, Ein Gozer Gzeira Gzeira. So what's the double Gzeira over here? Gzeira number one is that if you're toiveling on Shabbos, your Kli, you might forget and carry four Amos of Shusharab. Gzeira number two is that Shabbos. What about Yom Tov? Yom Tov, the Gzeira of the Shabbos. And that's the Gzeira of the Gzeira. And Tosis again says it's really only one large gezeira. Freit di mar mi gezrina. Do we say that you're going to gezeira gezeira? But not. That's the mission that we learned a couple of minutes ago. That if you have mayim tameim, you could put it into a kli evan, which is not mekabel tuma. Immerse the kli together with the water. The waters touch. It will be a touching, moving moment, and it will move this water from the tuma column to the tahara column through the hashoka. The Kli Evin, nothing has happened because Kli Evin is not Mekabatok. Avaloi Matbilim, but don't fill up a Tomei Dika Kli, like a Kli Eitz, or a Kli Matchis, with Tomei water, because you're not allowed to go and be Toibel the Kli. You can only be Mashik to Hashoka on the water. Frankly, what? The Isa, if you're telling me Hashoka is permissible, Hadbala is not permissible, Nigzer Hashoka, Arto Hadbala, let's go make a Gzeira. That just like Madbilin is Osir, say Mashikin is also Osir. After all, in both cases, I'm trying to be Metaher, Mayim, Temeim. So this happens to be in Kli Evin, this is a Kli Eitz, Kli Matchis. Who cares? Come on, I'm just trying to go and tell you will be Mashik for the water. So,
but Mizrabanan, if a person has a Kli Matchis that's Tomei, and they use Hashaka on a liquid inside, if Mizrabanan, the Kobol is not Ola, then wouldn't the liquid when you take it out become Tamei again with the Rabbanah? Wouldn't it be all purpose? As it were, since everything is to end with the Rabbanah, as I'll say, if you have a Tamei Kli and it doesn't have Tahara because of Yisrael with the Rabbanah, then the water inside will become Tamei as soon as you take it out of the mikvah.
You're talking about the Kli itself will Tamei the water. So what have we accomplished? That's your question. What have we accomplished? You're saying is another good reason why ain matbilin, because if you toivel it in the tummy dika kli. Now, one second. Let's step back 1 second. Mashika b'kli evin is good because kli evin, of course, is not susceptible to tuma, so the water is going to become tohar through the hashak. Now you're asking what happens if we go and take it in a tummy dika kli, and we want to put it in the mikvah. Says our Mishnah. Although you can be mashik the water in a kli evin, but you cannot go and be mashik it in a kli eitz, which is tamei. You know why? Because if you put it into a kli, you put it into the water, then not only are you being mashik and therefore being metayer the water, you're also being metayer the kli. So if you would say that you're allowed to be metayer in that fashion, then the kli down below would become tahar, and the water up above would become tahar. So that would be great. But the Mishnah said, you can't do it. Since you can't do it, so the Kli is going to remain Tamei, and the water is going to remain Tamei. Your question arises, if we would say, you can go, that if and when you toiveled the Tamei Dika Kli in the water, the Kli would retain its Tuma, and the water would become Tohar, then your question is, that's ridiculous, how could that be? How could the water become Tohar if the Kli down below retains its Tuma? We're saying that you're not allowed to be matbil the kli with the water in it and put it into the mikvah. So this, if you're not going to be
matbil, if somebody did it,
our Gemara doesn't address that. Presumably, the halacha would be that it's going to remain tamei, and therefore the water will remain tamei and the kli would remain tamei. Remember, that's similar to the Gemara that we had a couple of days ago. What happens if a person went and cooked without the benefit of ruvat avshilin? And over the offer, do you say it's mutter to eat, or do you say that it's osur to eat? There would be another reason why to say over here that presumably would remain tomei. Barry, you with us? Barry, you're losing your focus here. There's another reason why we would say that it remains tomei, because in a sense it's a dove sheesh la matir. Why do I have to go and be matired today? I could always be matired tomorrow. I can matire it after Yom Tov. It's like a dove sheesh la matir. There's no reason why I should be matir it, if I violated the rule, and I put it into the mikvah and say, okay, well, if you did it, it's tahar, no reason why I should say that, do it tomorrow, wait 2 more days, until Yom Tov is over. Anyway, so Frank Yimara, if you hold the Isa means, if you hold that we are gozer gezeira le gezeira, like Yom Tov otu Shabbos, then say the same thing, go and aser hashoka otu hadbala. Tvila, you're not allowed to do because of Shemi Avirenu. Don't allow him to do Ashoka either or to Hagbala, a Gzeira Gzeira. Go and say that it's Asur. V'treitimor v'tizbra. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why we don't make such a Gzeira Gzeira. If he had other water, like a fresh box and container of Polish spring water or Hungarian spring water that was totally tahar, that he wanted to use, then he wouldn't have to go and be mashik this water inside the mikveh, because they have plenty of mayim yofim, in other words, mayim tahorim. So what's the reason why he wants to do the hashakah? Unfortunately, this is the only water that he has left. All the mind that he has is mind to make. Says Yimar, Kim de Lesle. I'm sorry. The only water that he has is this quantity of water, which was a very limited quantity. At one point it was tahar, and he was being very, very careful. It shouldn't become tummy. Unfortunately, it did become tummy. Kim de Lesle, Mizer Zohir Behu. Since he has no other water, no other access to water, he's going to be exceptionally careful. And if, unfortunately, after his care and after his meticulous and scrupulous shmira, it became tummy anyway, says Rashi, that's a case of a dover she'ena shchiach, and dover she'ena shchiach, le'gozru bei rabban. Like we have frequently throughout Chas, when you have a dover she'ena shchiach, you're not gozer. So if you want to look at Rashi on the fourth line, this is over. If he only has a small quantity of water, he's going to be very careful. It shouldn't become tummy. Became indesirable, and since he's so careful, having to mos, and if it does become tummy, it's mosul eshchicha. That's so rare. He goes by Rabban, we're not guys. Good. Frankly, more eisle. I have another kasha. Medalin, a madlin, bidli, tummy. What happens if I have my private well in my backyard and I want to draw water, and I draw water with a dli? Dli is a bucket. And this bucket happens to be tameh. And the water inside the well happens to be tahar. Says the Braisa, you're allowed to. Madlam bidli tameh, you're allowed to draw water with your tameh dikka bucket. Futar. And the bucket will be tahar as a result of immersing it in the water down below. Now what's the reason why? Rashi says, because this person doesn't really, he's not thinking of tahara, he's thinking, I need water. And that's why he's throwing the bucket down to bring the water up. Baruch Hashem, it becomes Torah at the same time, I'm not upset. But the reason why I'm throwing the bucket in the first place is, that's what buckets are made for, to draw water. It's still connected to the chain or to the rope or whatever. Send it down, bring it up, it's Torah. Frank Marvi Isa, if you hold that we're gozer gezeira li gezeira, nigzer doma osele bule bi'ene. Why don't we worry about that this fellow, the next time, he'll say, I have plenty of water, I don't need any more water, but I have a bucket which is tameh. I want to be metired. Why don't we make a gzeira that he's going to throw the bucket down, even if it's empty, to make it into a bucket which is tahar? Since I don't make such a gzeira, is the chassim that I'm not goes a gzeira a gzeira? Everyone knows. Shani hasim itoshli hutrali el alidei dolyoi zocharu. Since the only way that this dli becomes tahar is because I am drawing water, this is such a noteworthy or momentous fact that this fact outweighs any potential gzeira, because he knows manishtana, why is this dli different than any other kli? Because I'm using it for purposes of drawing water. But it's only if I'm drawing water because I need water. If I don't need water, I have no heter. So therefore, Zohar, he will remember, you don't have to worry that next time he's going to confuse and say, you throw it to water. No. You can only do it when you're drawing water. Frank Mor Ace, we have another kasha. Klishanit Mamir of Yontif. How did it become tummy? The Gemara doesn't say, but Rashi says it became tummy be'av hatum. So this kli is what we call, therefore, a rishon l'tum, or a vladatum. It's a rishon. Ein might be nois v'yontif. If it became tummy on erev yontif, again, it says kli shenitma be'erev yontif, you cannot tovel on yontif. Rashi says, you know why? You had plenty of time yesterday. Who told you to wait until yontif morning? You should have tovel it yesterday. Can't tovel on yontif. Whenever that same kli becomes tummy on yontif, matil and uis biyontif, then you can be matil biyontif. Freitimura, so you have the very same kli. If it became tummy yesterday on erev yontif, you cannot turn it. If you can't tell me today on Yontif, you can toy with it. Frank Gemara, that's a simple gzeira. The isay nigzer the Yontif after the Erev Yontif. Just like we're being gozer Yontif otu Shabbos, we should be gozer Yontif otu Erev Yontif. Every more tumu the Yontif mitzvah leshchichi. Mitzvah leshchichi goes by Rabban. That somebody should become tummy on Yontif is not shchich. Why is it not shchich? Says Rashi, because our whole sugya is based on the chayiv odom the tire atzmai beregel. Already for months and for weeks and for days before Yontif, he's been telling all of his household, all of his family members, it's coming up Yontif. Make sure all of you and all of your kelim and all of your begodim, everything that we have should be tohar, betachlis ha tahara, so that nothing should be tameh. We should be able to eat kachim. We should be able to go into the Beis Hamikdash. We shouldn't have any issues. So that the person before Yontif presumably was mahadrim and a mahadrim tohar 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 plus. During Yontif, for sure, he tells all his family members, be careful, don't allow any tumah. Stay away from the Vela, stay away from dead shrotzim, stay away from anything and anything. We're going to quarantine ourselves, make sure we're going to be tohar. So now, tumah should arrive on Yontif itself. That's a Dovish Leishchiach. Dovish Leishchiach, Leigozu Bo Rabban. The Barry has a question.
Even still, to clean his hair of Shemesh, just like a person, so he holds it on Yontif.
It's an excellent question. Excellent question. Rashi addresses your question. If you look, Rashi smack in the middle of the Amid, Matbilin Osa Biyontif. You have that, Rashi? Right? You have that? Matbilin Osa Biyontif? Halfway down. The Yishtamish Boy Hayoin Chulin Shein Tzrichin Herif Shemesh. The only thing of Herif Shemesh applies to Truma, to Kodshim, but not to Chulin. It's good? I have another challenge to Rabba. Remember, Rabba said, Shemi Lena Biyodi Rena Arba Abbas. Frank Dimara stated in the Bright Seklisha Nitma Bi Abatumma. Same scenario as we had before. A Kli became Tommy at the Abatumma on Erev Yontif. Ain't matter the noise of Yontif. You should have told with the yesterday. What are you waiting for Yontif for? But that's if it's Nitma Bi Abatumma. And the Kli therefore became a Risha. When I'm given a kli that was nitma bevladatum, in other words, with a rishon, so that the kli now is a shiny latum. My bilan oisei biyontiv. You can go and toivel this kli on yontiv. It's a shiny latum. You're allowed to go and toivel it on yontiv, even though it was tameh from the day before. Now, what's the reason why you're allowed to go and toivel it? Because it's a lesser form. Rashi says it's not a diraisa tahara, it's only dirabana. Because min ha-toira, a kli cannot become tame from a vlad hatuma. A kli min ha-toira can only become tame from an avatuma. Like a sheretz, dead sheretz. Like an avela, those are all avatumas. It cannot normally become tame from another kli. Or from Oichlan Amashkin, normally only from an Avatum. When can it become Tummy from a Vladatum? How can a Kli become a Shani? Midrabban. Presumably through Mashke. Because Mashke can be Nepach, Lilas Tchila. Good, we don't have to go into a Hilchas Tum of Atara. But says the Gemara now, the Isa, if you're telling me that I'm Gozer Gzeira Le Gzeira, like Rabbi said on top, I'm Gozer Yontif Otu Shabbos, Nigzaha Tuha. I should go and say, just like I'm not allowed to go and toivel an avatama on Yontif, I shouldn't be able to go and toivel a kli shenitma bevladatum on Yontif. Same gezerah, make a gezerah. In other words, avatum I can't do, shemi avirenu. Vladatum oto avatum. Again, a gezerah, gezerah. Or like Tosis would say, kulachad gezeri. Evni mo vladatum heichem shkachas lagabi kahan. Kahanim's reasoning. So, continuing the thought that we were talking about a moment ago, as you know, all know when it comes to chulin, chulin stops at a sheni. Truma goes on to a shlishi, kachim goes on to a revi. That being the case, if I have a kli, shenitma bevlada tumma, that means that the kli has the status of a sheni l'tumma. Sheni l'tumma I can use for chulin. I cannot use it for truma. So if I'm a Yisrael, why am I bothering going and being matayer it? I can eat it with chumah. You can have a Yisrael owns 100 kelim, all of them are sheni l'tumas, and he could be a sheni yid. He can go and use these sheni l'tumah kelim and eat and drink all of his foods and drinks from it. It's all chulin. Chulin, nothing's going to happen. If you take chulin food and put it into a sheni l'tumah, nothing happens. Zero. What's the concern? If you have a kohen is going to put truma into these sheni l'tumah kelim, the truma is going to become tameh because truma goes until a shlishi. Ah, we're talking about kehanim. Kehanim's reasoning. Kehanim know the halachas. They know hilchas tumah v'tara very well. They know to distinguish between avat tumah, vlada tumah, rishon tumah, sheni tumah, shlishi tumah. You don't have to worry about them. So there's no reason why you have to make a gzeira l'gzeira. Toshima, the final challenge to Rav. The Yom Rav Chi Barashi Yom Rav. Nida she'in la begodim. What happens if you have a woman who's a nida, and she wants to go to the mikveh, and after that she'll be tohar? There's only one problem, and that is she only has one set of clothing, rachman litzla, very poor lady, she only has one set of clothing. Since she was a nida when she wore the clothing is all tatari. She wants to go and be matire these clothing, and she wants to matire it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Why? Because Yom Tov time, everything has to be matire. If she will go to the mikveh, and she's going to have begodim which are tameh, so those begodim will have a din of a rishon l'tumah, right? She as a nida was an avat tumah. The clothing will be a rishon l'tumah. If the clothing touches any of the food that she is preparing, that she's baking, that she's cooking, that she's mixing, then it's going to become tameh. So she wants to matire those begodim as well. But you can't be matire kelim and begodim, right? That's what Beis Sham and Beis Hillel both agreed. You can't do that on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So you know what you can do? Me'aremes, she can make a hadama. The tevel has been begodim there. And she could tevel wearing her clothing. And the Mefarshim explained it's talking about that the clothing is very, very loose. So you don't have a problem of a chatzitz. And as a result, both she will be tahar and the begodim will be tahar. Let's make a gzeira l'gzeira. What will be the gzeira l'gzeira? If I'm going to allow her to go and toivel her begodim while she's wearing them, next time she'll have such a situation, she'll say, you know what? I'll immerse the begodim on their own in the mikvah, and that way I'll make them tar. Why do I have to be wearing them? Let me go and just put them into the mikvah the way they are. That, of course, is prohibited. Both Bisham and Bisil say, you're not going to go and be matired. Kalim on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So make a gzera l'gzera. That even bibigodea, even if she's wearing them, it should be osur. Every morishani also potentially hutrula el al yedei malbish zuchuri. Since this is such an extraordinary measure, that we tell her the only way that you can go and be matired, you're going to if you're wearing them, she knows that this is special. This is unique. You can't just go and do it willy-nilly, put it into the mikveh, you gotta be wearing them. So I don't have exactly there. And with this we have concluded the discussion on the first of the four reasons why you can't be matar your kelim on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, Shema Yavirenu, Dalet Amos. Now we come to the second reason of Yosef Amar, Gzeira Mishum Schita. If you're gonna go and be matar your kelim in the mikveh, when you take them out of the mikveh, you'll probably wring them out. And Tzchit, of course, is a tolda of Dosh, Mefarik, and that's why it's awesome. Frank Timar, 1 second, Amalei Abai, Tenech, Kelim, Dibnei, Tzchitanim. If you're talking about Begodim, you're talking about towels, you're talking about clothing, of course, I can understand that. But Kelim, Rabbani, Tzchitanim, Amalei Kalamema. What happens if I have pots and pans, which I want to toivel in the mikveh? There's no din of Tzchita. You can't squeeze out your pot or your pan of water. And so therefore that should be mutter. So Timur Amalei Gzeira Hani Otu Hani. The real Gzeira was made in connection with the garden. However, once they made that Gzeira, then they said, you know what, let's make a Gzeira li Gzeira and Aser all Kalim. And of course, we are now faced with all the same challenges that Rabba was faced with. Because Rabba was the one that said on top, that Yom Tov Atu Shabbos, I'm Goyzer, even though it's a Gzeira LeGzeira, and then the Gemara asks a slew of questions. So then I should go and ask her to be Mashik, to do the Hashoka. I should ask her to go and put the Dli. I should ask her the Kli, which is the Vlada Tumma. I should ask her the woman that was wearing the Begodim, and so on and so forth. Freitimor Eisve Kolhani Tiyofta, all the kashas that we asked until now. If you're making a gzeira the gzeira, then these other cases should also be also because of gzeira the gzeira. Bishon the Kishanin and the Gemara answers all the kashas with the same terutzim that we gave before. So now we have a very brief discussion. The Gemara has had a little rachmanis on us, otherwise we'd have to repeat the whole Gemara 20 minutes. Same, all the same kashas, all the same terutzim. Now we come to reason number 3. Rabibi Amar, gzeira shem yash. If you're going to tell people, that's true, you have to retire all your kalim for regular for yontif, but you don't have to do that in advance. You can do it on yontif itself. So a person will say, I'm busy throughout the year. I'm busy al hamnichya v'al hakalkola. I'm busy making business. I'm busy making money. I gotta run. I gotta go to a closing. I gotta go to my store. I gotta go to my office. I have to rush to a meeting, a conference call, a Zoom call, a this or that. I don't have time. Yontif, I'll have plenty of time. I don't go to the office then. I have extra time. I'll go and toivel all of my kalim on Yontif. So we don't want a person to go and push off all of his kalim on Yontif because Kzeira Shemayasha, that's going to spoil the whole Yontif, and therefore we say, don't wait till Yontif, do it in advance. Tani Kavos Rabibi, Taka Bryce, exactly on point. Klishanit Vyar Yontif, Ein Matil Noisim Yontif. If you allow him to go and toivel one kli, he'll say, okay, I'll leave all of my 150 kelim, I'll toivel them all on Yantif. The final teretz is Rabba Omar, and they shenirik and misakim kli. And this is the time that Barry gave earlier, and this is the time that's typically given whenever you learn a Gemara about toiveling kelim on Shabbos or Yantif. It's a gzeira mishum tikkun mana. Tikkun mana, as you know, is makiv patish, that you're fixing something, that you're finishing it. Here you're fixing this kli, because until now I can't use it. It's tame. Now I'm fixing it. It's torah. It's not awesome in atoira. It's midrabban. So we have 4 excellent reasons. Anybody stops you on the street, why can't they go and be metayer, toivel my kelim on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So you tell them rapid fire, according to Rabbi Shem Yavirenu, according to Rabbi Yosef, because of, we're worried about Tzchita, according to Rabbi Bibi, I'm worried about Shem Yasha, according to Rabbi, it's because of Tikkun Mar. And now this is Imara. If the reason is because Tikkun Mana, Yachi Adam Nami, then why does Basil say you're allowed to go and have a person toivel? The person is being Masakin himself. It's just like he's banging himself with the hammer and doing a Tikkun Mana. Why don't we ask her Adam? Everything Mara Adam Nira Kimaker. When he goes into a mikveh, we don't automatically assume that the reason why he's going is for Tahara purposes. Maybe because he wants to cool off. Most of our mikvahs today are usually hot. In the times of Chazal, they were usually cold, because many of them were made with Mei Geshomim. And even if they were made with Mayim She'uvim, how were they going to eat it? Etc. So, and remember, it's not like today that everybody has at their home, they have at least a bathtub, or they have a shower, some fancy people have jacuzzis, etc., etc. In the good old days, people went to public bathhouses. And until one point in Chazal, you were allowed to go and take a cold shower or a cold bath on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. After that, because they were bad balonim, balonim were the shamasim that were in charge of the mikvahs, over a period of years they made gzeiros and they said, you know what, don't use a bathhouse at all, because many of the balonim would warm up the mikvah or warm up the bathtub or the shower on Shabbos itself. So then, from that point on, they asked it. But at least until, at least at one point in history, you were allowed to, in a sense, take a cold shower or go into a cold bath on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And that being the case, Zokta Gemara, if a person, a man or a lady, decides to go into a pool, go into a mikveh on Shabbos or Yom Tov, they're not going to say it's tikkun mana. They'll say the reason why the person is doing it is to go and cool off. And so therefore, there's no gzeira that it looks like tikkun mana. That's very good if you have a clean pool, a clean mikveh. What happens if it's dirty? Are you going to say then too he wants to cool himself off? We're onto the Amud Beis. A person goes through a hot spell. It's 105 degrees outside and the humidity is over 100%. And you're schwitzing away. The person is so desperate for some cold water, he'll even jump into a pool of Mei Mishra. Mei Mishra means water that is in which you have flax. And flax soaking in water, the Gemara considers to be one of the worst stenches in the world. But if you're desperate because you're overheated and you want cold water, sometimes you even jump into Mei Mishra. So the Gemara says, no raya that he's toifling. The reason why he's doing it is because he just wants to cool off.
So that's a
kula,
not a
fumra? It's a kula, yes, it's a kula. Thank you very much. Yes, I hopped that immediately. Shkoyach. Says him, that's all if you're talking about during the summer months. A person wants to cool off with a kula. But you might say, what are you going to do during the winter? It's freezing outside. Who wants to go and jump into a cold water, a cold mikveh when it's freezing? Obviously, he's going in, he's doing it for tahara. He's not doing it for purposes of cooling off. A person's walking down the street, he comes from the field. Hey, he's full of schmutz and who knows what. And he is so desperate, he is so dirty, he decides to go and jump into the water even during the cold days of winter. So you think to yourself, that doesn't apply so much nowadays. True, I mean, most of our streets are paved. But for those of you that live on the west side, you know that even on the west side, you can come walk down the street and become meluchlech betit ubetzaya. Don't ask me how. I think all of you know. Anyway, so the person has now become meluchlech betzaya. So even though it's cold during the winter, he may decide to jump in the water to get all the schmutz off. So far, so good. But Tanech v'Shabbos, I have a question now to Rava. Rava said that the reason why you're not allowed to go and put kalim in the mikveh, but a person is allowed to toivel in the mikveh. Why? Because near a kemeker, it looks like he's cooling off. Take it for Shabbos. That works very well for Shabbos. Because Shabbos, at least at one time, you could go in to cool yourself off in a cool pool. But the Yom Kippur Ma'ikalamema, if a person is jumping into the mikveh on Yom Kippur, and as we'll see in the Gemara further down, at the time of the Gemara, you were allowed to toivel in a mikveh on Yom Kippur. You were allowed to toivel on Yom Kippur. Why? That looks like tikkun mana. So you tell me, yeah, it's near Kameka. He really looks like he's cooling off. You're not allowed to cool off on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to wash your hands beyond your knuckles on Yom Kippur. It's an Isra Chitza. So you don't have the time of near Kameka. Rava uses the classic svara of ho'il. What is this ho'il? What Rava says is, Shabbos is more chomor than Yom Kippur. I know many of you are thinking, that doesn't sound right. Because Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat. There's an Isser Chitza. There's an Isser Tashu Shemitah. There's an Isser Ilas Asando. So it's Mocham. That's true. But like, I mean, Malacha, the Isser of working, Shabbos is worse than Yom Kippur. Why? Because if a person does work on Shabbos, and you have two Eidim in Hasra, what does he get buried? He gets Skila. But if a person skila, but what happens if a person does the same thing on Yom Kippur? What does he get?
Kares.
Now kares is not a pleasant ending either. But the Gemara considers kares to be lighter, if you will, than skila. And that being the case, Shabbos is more chomer when it comes to malacha than Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says it would be ironic or illogical to go and say that as far as Shabbos is concerned, you allow the person to go and toivel, even though it looks misakin mana. No, it's okay. As Shelley would say, we have a kula, because it's near a kemaker. Therefore, he's allowed to do tikkun mana. Yet Yom Kippur, which is less chomer, it's more kuladik than Shabbos, in the sense that it's only kares and not skila. Then you're, no, you're not going to allow him to go toivel. Can't toivel. Shabbos you're allowed to toivel, and Yom Kippur you can't toivel. Doesn't make sense. And therefore that's the hoyl svar of Rav. Ikamili to be Shabbos shari. Shabbos is mutri of Kippur maser. El hoyl be Shabbos shari. Yom Kippur nami shari. It's basically loy plug. The Chacham wanted to go and be mashve midoseya. To go make all of their measures identical and not make differentiations and disparate decisions between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Frank Timur, is that true? Umi isle the Rava Hoyel, does Rava hold of Hoyel? But Tanan Oshay, the Rava does not hold of Hoyel. Where's that case? If a person has a toothache, what do you do to take away a toothache? If a person has no Tylenol and he has no Motrin and the ibuprofen and all those other painkillers and he wants to get rid of it, the way you do it is you go and either drink or rinse your mouth with vinegar. If you don't believe it, Rabbeisai, after the shear is over, try it out. See if it works. Anyway, says the Mishnah, on Shabbos, as you know, you're not allowed to do anything that looks like medication. And the reason for that is because of the Gzeira Mishim Shechika Samamonim, that in the good old days people used to, they didn't get a prescription and get a bottle of pills. They would go and take the ingredients and they would go and pound them, and that would be a tolda of tochein, of grinding. So they said, don't take medications, unless of course you're talking about a chola shiyesh poisakar. So this person who has a toothache, it says, Le'yigameya ben esachoyit. Let him not rinse out his mouth with vinegar, because that's like a medication. If you want Dafka to go and get the effects of that vinegar, you know what you can do? Go and take vinegar as a salad dressing. Or, for that matter, dip your challah into vinegar. First dip your challah into some salt, then you dip it into some honey, and then you dip it into the vinegar, and then you chew it, and that'll take away your toothache. That's permissible, because that's derech achila. That's not rinsing like you rinse with mouthwash. That would be permissible, as they state in the Mishnah. Vim nisrap and nisrap. And if, as a result, Baruch Hashem, he has refuah and all of his teeth fall out, or at least the toothache goes away, then Baruch Hashem, everything is great. From Minim Alon, but we ask the stira kasha on that Mishnah from a braisa. What does it say in the braisa? Lo yigameya upoilet, don't go and rinse with vinegar and pull it and spit it out. But you could, if you want to, rinse out your mouth with the vinegar, and you can go and drink it. In other words, you can swallow it. So don't have a steer, because the Mishnah didn't distinguish between spitting it out or swallowing. It says, which is mashma in all circumstances. Yet the Braisa says it depends. If it's polite, he spits it out, no good. If he's bolea, it is good. So I have a stira. What am I going to answer to the stira? So I have a bias answer and I have Rava's answer. Somebody doesn't have their... Okay, thank you. The Omer Abai. Kitanan nami masnizin megameo upailatanan. Abai does a very easy fix. And he says, when it's said in the Mishnah, legameo benethakoimitz, it means don't rinse your mouth with the vinegar and spit it out. But you could rinse your mouth with vinegar and then swallow it. And if you learn like that, then there's no difference between the Brice and the Mishnah. They're exactly the same. But Varova Omar, no, you don't have to say that. When the Mishnah says, it means you cannot go and rinse it, whether you're spitting out the vinegar or whether you're swallowing the vinegar. In all cases, it's Asur. The Brice has said, you're allowed to go and swallow. It really depends. Are you taking this vinegar and rinsing it and swallowing it before eating a meal? That's permissible. If you're taking that same vinegar after the meal and you're swallowing it, that's not permissible. What's the difference? Says Rashi, because if you go and take the vinegar and swallow it before the meal, that's called wetting your appetite. You wet your palate with vinegar to wet your appetite to be able to eat a full meal thereafter. So therefore, it's like eating. Eating is permissible. And that's why the Braisa says, Megameo Boilea. However, the first Mishnah, when it says you're not allowed to be Megama under any circumstances, is talking after you already ate. After you already ate, you don't start going eating an appetizer. You don't go and start eating something that will whet your appetite. So if I see that he's megameo ubeleya, then it means that he's using it for medication. Medication is osur on Shabbos. Okay, so this is a perfectly good answer. But the Gemara's kasha is dim isa. If Rav holds hoyil, what does hoyil mean? That the chaman went and made the midos all equal on the same level. And that's why they said, that Shabbos you're allowed to toivel. So you're allowed to go and toivel on Yom Kippur, even though there's a good reason to say that Yom Kippur you shouldn't, because you can't say it's near connected. But we want to go and loyplug, we want them all to be the same halach. So say that since you're allowed to go and swallow the vinegar ribs before the meal, because you're whetting your appetite, you should be able to go and drink it and swallow it after the meal too. Loyplug, make the same rule. So apparently, Rava doesn't hold of Hoyo. So here he does hold of Hoyo, and there he doesn't hold of Hoyo. So I have to steer Rava on Rava. Every more Hodabe Rava Meahi. You know, that teretz that Rava gave before the meal and after the meal, Rava eventually changed his mind and he said, no. That teretz doesn't work. Because if you're talking about Mikamea Ubailea, there's no reason to distinguish before and after. I have to say, hold, this is mutter, that is mutter. Rather, how does Rava answer the stira? Says Rashi, he learned like Abaye. That the, when it says in the Mishnah, Le'igamea ben is a choymet, you know when that's talking about? Le'igamea upolet. But in fact, you are allowed to be megamea ubailea. She learns like Abaye's pshat. Zokti Yomara, azoi. But when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov and Tvila, you're saying that he holds that they're saying, hoyu. Maybe Rava changed his mind Gabi Shabbos and Yom Kippur, but he kept with the pshat of the Megamea Lifnei Tibul and Megamea Li'achar Tibul. In other words, the Gemara is saying is, Rava clearly has a steer, and clearly he changed his mind on one of the two fronts. You're assuming that he changed his mind Gabi the vinegar. Who said? Maybe he changed his mind Gabi Yom Kippur. Maybe holding Kippur, you're not allowed to toivel. You know why you can't toivel? Because it's near Kimasak and Mana. Why can you toivel on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is near Kimaker. It looks like he's cooling off. Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to cool off. Yom Kippur, you have five Inuyim. Rechitz is awesome. It's impossible to say that Rava changed his mind and he holds it on Yom Kippur. It's awesome to toivel. Desani will under the brayza. Kochayav etzvilois. Toivel kedarkan. Neim etishiva. Beim beyom kippurim. Anybody that's chayv tefillah is allowed to toivel on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur. So, Rav is not going to argue with that price. Therefore, you can toivel on Yom Kippur. How can you toivel on Yom Kippur? It looks like tikkun mana because of hoyel. Hoyel and Shabbos is mutter, on Yom Kippur is mutter. So why did he say hoyel and God of the vinegar? He changed his mind. He took a whole toil by the vinegar like he holds by Yom Kippur. Now, before we continue the Gemara, some of you are thinking, then how come we don't allow people to toivel today on Yom Kippur? So the only people that today that really this would be no geya to would be to women that are noshim, that are nidos. It comes there, they finish counting their 7 days. It's now, let's assume you hold tefillah as mana mitzvah. Why can't they go and toivel today on Yom Kippur? So Tosis asks this kasha, and Tosis says the reason is because our women today are not necessarily being toivel bismana. And the reason is because, as you know, Barry will always remind me of the Gemara at the end of Masechtas Nida, that even if they see tipas dam kechardo, they go and wait shibnikim. Now this is a very important halacha because min hatoira, a nida does not have to wait for shibnikim. She just has to wait until her blood ends at the end of 7 days. Even if the blood only ended 5 minutes ago, 7 days ended, blood ended, she goes to the mikveh. Only if she's a zava, she has to go and count shibnikim. Oh, our women are machmer al atzman, and therefore they always wait shibnikim. But most of the time it's not necessary, because most of the women, when they're tummy, it's nida blood, it's not zava blood. So therefore it's not bismanoi. If it's not bismanoi, then you can't go and tagli. It's only chayav etzvilas that have a chiyav today on Yom Kippur. Our women don't have a chiyav today because in all likelihood they could have tagli 7 days ago. So therefore, that's why we don't allow that. You see that, look at the toys is parallel to our Gemara. Kol chayav etzvilas, toivim the toys is, haine dafkal anish and toivim etzvilas mitzvah bismano. Aval hashe shekol etzvilas and shesei and toivlas, haine etzvilas shaloi bismano. Tein soif v'zayin ekiyam is sofik shein zobais. And the toivim the tisha b'av will be yom ha-kippurim. Okay, back to the Gemara. We said at the end of the Mishnah, Shabbos Shabashik is a mind of Kliyaven. You're allowed to do Hashoka, have the waters touch, but you're not allowed to do Tvila. And we said, what does that mean? You can go and put in a kli even, but don't be matbil in a kli eitz or a kli matchas. I say, so tomorrow, my avon le matbilin. What does that mean? Le matbilin. I'm like, Shmuel, le matbilin is a kli. Al gabi name of latar biyontif. Don't take a kli which was tameh, such as a kli eitz or a kli matchas was tameh, and don't try to use this as a haruma, a subterfuge, to go and toivel the kli together with the mayim tameh. You're not allowed to do that. Only in a kli even, which is not mekabuto. So to mani masis le rebbe the rabbana. The chayyim on Mishnah doesn't call koyt to rebbe or the rabbana. Decided like we learned in the following brayse. So now before we learn the brayse, the kasha of the gemara and the discussion of the gemara is all very, very simple. And our Mishnah, we said, if you want to go back to the Mishnah, the beginning of today's daf on Yedayin and Beis, it says you're allowed to be mashik the kli even, but you're not allowed to be matbil in another type of kli, like a kli eitz. So hashoka, yes, hadbala, asur. The braisa we're going to learn now has Rebbe and Rabban. Rebbe says both hadbala and hashoka is asur. The chachamim hold both hadbala and hashoka are mutter. Since our Mishnah makes a third Yavi Akosav Ashlishi and distinguishes between Hashaka and Hadbala, L'choyer the Mishnah cannot go like Rebbe or like the Rabban. And that's the Gemara's kasha. Mani Masichoy Rebbe the Rabban, on the side we have a Braisa. Ein Matbilin Sakli Al Gabi Meim of Letara. No Hadbala. So that's consistent with our Mishnah. But then he said, V'ein Mashikin is the Matbilin Kli Yavin Letara. No Hashaka either. Shveran HaMishnah. Our Mishnah said you can be Mashik. So the Mishnah cannot go according to Divrei Rebbe. The chachamim omer matbilin kli al gabi kli, or matbilin kli al gabi meim of letara. Umashikin is the man kli avim letara. The mashikin part is good, but the matbilin part is no good because that Mishnah says ain matbilin. So the Mishnah can't go according to the rabbanim. So mani, I Rebbe kasha shaka, because Rebbe says a shaka is awesome. I rabbanim kasha adbala, because our Mishnah says adbala is awesome, and the chachamim say that it's mutter. So what are we going to do? Of course, if we had no choice, we would say it's a third shita. But we at Rabbi Fohanshul and on the west side, and thinking of Brother Shai and Kalbach and everybody else that lives on the west side, we don't want to have three separate tanoim if we can find that a Mishnah goes according to one of the two. Why should we be marba machlokes? We should be marba ahava achva sholem vareyus, togetherness, unity. We don't want to make a third view. Sekti Yomara, you're right. I could say the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, or according to Rabban. Iboy yisayim a Rebbe, reisha the brayse biyontiv say b'shabbos v'kul masis biyontiv, or iboy yisayim a Rabbanim v'kul masis in b'shabbos. The Gemara's teretz is a very simple teretz, but it just requires you to focus once again on the text of the brayse. And what the Gemara tells us is that both Rebbe and the Chachamim are telling us two halachis. First one is Yontif, and second one is Shabbos. So let's go back to Rebbe. This is about 10 lines from the bottom of the Yom HaDesign. Ein matbilin zakli al gabei meim of letara. You can't do hadbala when on Yontif. But that's tvila. Hadbala is also. Hashok is mutter. Yontif hashok. Just like our Mishnah. Hadbala is also. Hashok is mutter. Aye, the second part, ein mashikin. That's so much Shabbos. Shabbos is mochamor. Shabbos, not only can't you do hadbala, you can't even do hashoka. Ah, so the Mishnah can go according to Rebbe. Because Rebbe's first halacha, the Gabi Yontif, hadbala is asur, but hashoka is mutter. Das is into the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara says. Iba Yisema, 2 lines from the bottom of the Yom, Iba Yisema Rebbe. Reisha the Brayz is talking about Yontif, and the Seif is talking about Shabbos. Mekulam Asif, and our Mishnah is only talking about Yontif. And our Mishnah that distinguishes between Hashoka and Hadbala is like the Reisha of Rebbe. Or you have the second text, and that is, let's go to the Chum. The Chum argue exactly in the same manner that Rebbe is speaking. That when the Chum say, Matbina Kli Al Gabi Meim of Letaroi, that's talking about on Yontif. On Yontif you're allowed to be Matbil, and you're certainly allowed to be Mashik. When it comes to Shabbos, however, Umashik is a mimically event. You can only do Ashoka. You cannot do Hadbala. Only Ashoka on Shabbos. Oh, so the Rabbanim make a difference on Shabbos between Hashoka and Hagbala. Talk to him on the top of the Amid Aleph. The Ibrahim Rabbanim, the Kulamasisim is Shabbos. Although the Rabbanim are distinguishing between Yom Tov and Shabbos, Amish is only talking about Shabbos. And what does it say? Only on Shabbos? You're allowed to be mashik. You're not allowed to be matil. So therefore, our mission can go either like the Rabbi or like the Rabbanan. We do not have to find a third time. Any questions on my side? Hearing none.
According to the Rabbanan, so Yom Tov you can only do Hashavah. I mean, with Yom Tov you can do.
According to the Rabbanan, you can do both. Correct.
Right.
You have to do both. Exactly.
And one other quick question. Toil by Yom Kippur, so it's just a little bit of a strange application of Toil according to Rava, that you're saying Toil because on Shabbos you can be Matbil by Yom Kippur. It's not really Toil, is it? It's sort of a Homer. Toil is like Shemini Zamalo Archem or other things. Is